everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my good friend Casey with me today. We've gotten some conversation going around the momentum with marketing. Sometimes it's very frustrating when you're branding your practice that you're paying this money month to month, 3 months into it, 6 months into it, but you don't see the extra clients. You're still getting your four a month and you want to get to six, or it's harder because it's more vague. It's in the backdrops. And so, Casey, if you can talk a little more, especially for people more like me that are analytical and like to see the numbers and like to see the change happening, even though it's not the phone calls and the visits. Talk about that more.
Okay. Yeah. So marketing is difficult, and my job gets difficult, especially with midwives, because typically they are more analytical. They use like the math portion of their brain a little bit more, which is why it is important to bring in somebody for branding most of the time, because while they're thinking on that side of the brain, it's important to bring the artistic and content-oriented part of the brain to things like the website and your Facebook page and social media. And it can be very frustrating to look at your numbers and feel like, oh, this isn't successful because I'm not getting more phone calls. I think the important part to remember about branding is that branding is a long-term goal. So the way I always compare it to people is, if you see the logo from Starbucks, you don't have to see the word Starbucks on there to know that it's a Starbucks cup. You don't have to see the word Target next to a Target and assume that it's a Target. You can tell by just the logo. And that is because they've dedicated so much time to consistent branding to the point that you can see a color and know that that color, red.
Red circle, yep. Target is a Target for sure.
That is Target. And that is because of years of branding. The point of branding is to get on your social media feeds, your website, and everything be so consistent that when somebody is scrolling on Facebook, they see a color and they're like, wow, let me stop for a second because that's a post from the birth center. They don't even need to know. They don't need to see your name. They don't need to do, they look at the color scheme and they're like, oh, that's a post from the birth center. That is important when it comes to branding. There are things, small victories that are just as important as getting people to call you because you are creating a brand in your community. Just like Starbucks is creating a brand in their community and people are talking about that, or Target is doing it. It's not, your phone is not always going to be ringing off the hook based on your marketing. If you feel like people are more aware of you or engaging with your content more, or moms that you have worked with in the past are coming back to your Facebook page and they're commenting on things more, you're having valuable conversations in the comment section of your posts. Those are all small victories that are just as important as getting phone calls, because every time somebody comments on a post of yours, that boop, bumps it right back up to the top of the newsfeed, and somebody's going to see that the next time that they scroll on Facebook. Engagement is just as important. Likes on your Facebook page are just as important. Making sure that you are in contact with your community constantly is just as important. Making sure people can look at your logo and know exactly who you are, just as important. And I think that we put so much value on, oh, is my phone ringing off the hook? Am I super busy? And that's not necessarily always the case when it comes to marketing. You have to shift your perspective from, is my phone always ringing, to, do people know who I am? So if I was to go to like a chiropractic fair or some sort of fair in the community, would people be walking by my table and have an idea of who I am based on just my tent because they've seen me, or their friends have shared me, or they've heard about me from other people in the community? And that can all happen through marketing without you getting calls to your birth center. And I think there's so many victories out there that people don't look at because they're like, okay, well, I'm looking at the bottom line. And sometimes you need to look at the top line, look at the easiest line. So
I think it's helpful to say, if you have a budget, like, okay, you have $1,000 for the year, don't spend $1,000 the first month, or really aggressive for a couple months and then say, oh, I'm going to take a break for a little bit because it's the end of the year and I've ran through everything. Have a budget of slow, steady, constant, because especially when you're building momentum and branding, you take a break from your routine, you just have to start from the beginning.
Oh man. So one of the worst things that you can do besides not doing marketing at all, the only thing that gets me fired up, is people who are like, oh, I'm going to get super into social media. And then they do social media for like a whole week. And then they're like, oh, I'm so tired. I can't fit that. That's the first thing that goes in their schedule, is they're like, oh, can't worry about that anymore. You might as well have not done it at all. if I come to your Facebook page, and I've done this, I have gone to many a midwife's Facebook page and they haven't updated it since, January of 2016. And you're like, is this person like still around? Is this still an actual business? Because the difference with birth centers and midwives is that people will absolutely come to your Facebook page. They will absolutely come to your Facebook page from your website. So if they're looking for midwives in your area and they come to your website, the first thing they're going to do is come to your Facebook page because they want to see who has recently delivered there. They want to see pictures of those things. They want to see your feedback. They learn so much about you via your Facebook page. It's like your own private journal. Oh, you know, we have this birth, or this is how we feel about local legislation. Like, these are things that people want to know before they even come meet you in person. So they will absolutely go to your Facebook page. And that's like the worst crime for me is that you have nothing for people to find, because then they're like, oh, maybe they're not still open, because with birth centers and midwives, people retire, people go out of business, people don't come, and they leave these things up and they're like, oh, maybe they don't even exist. So,
and the other direction I went is not so much that they don't exist, but if they're lax on this, what other parts of their care standards are lax? Like if they're like, oh, I'm going to be really aggressive. Like that would make me think a little OCD bipolar. Like what kind of midwife this is? She posted like 30 things in 10 days and then nothing for 6 months. Like what's that would make me question more the integrity of the midwife than just having a blank page.
Right. So there's always that. There's also always the pages where people use it almost like their personal Facebook page. So then they just get a little wild with it as well, which isn't not something I suggest. I suggest using a bit of professionalism and speaking as your business, not speaking as yourself. So I would always recommend spacing out your posts. Definitely not posting more than once a day unless you have a birth announcement. A birth announcement trumps everything. So if you're going to post a picture of a baby, you can do that whenever you want. Nobody is going to not like it. But I typically suggest not posting more than once a day because you want to make sure that that post is at the top of your page so that people are coming back and engaging with it. If you're trying to fight for yourself for engagement, you're not going to get that. And then you're going to just disappear after a week, and then nobody's going to see your stuff when you do come back. So there's all these different levels of it, but it's if you're not consistent with it, you are not going to see the results you want anyway. So if you're upset because your phone is not ringing, but you're doing marketing and you haven't done anything in 3 weeks because you lost momentum to do marketing because you didn't feel like you're getting the return, you're just not going to be successful all around. I won't lie. There's not going to be any success if you just quit after a week. And I think most midwives are like, well, I just don't have time for this. That's why Facebook and Instagram have a schedule function. So you are fully capable of taking 2 or 3 hours one weekend or one afternoon and scheduling Facebook posts out. There's no reason that you can't do that. I mean, I know a lot of busy people in the world, and we all still figure out how to do it. So I think that's more of a mindset thing. Like I have to do this instead of something.
Consistency habits, putting it on a schedule. Like when you were talking about that, that's me. Like once a month, I have it on the first Saturday of the month. I spend 4 hours and I schedule for the next month. And it's just a consistent routine. And then you can keep relevant. And even businesses in general, I like to give the analogy of a well. It's a siphon. If you just, you're pumping the siphon, you're pumping the siphon. You don't instantly get water the first time you pump the handle. You're about ready to get water out and you stop pumping. It goes all the way back to the bottom and then you have to start all over again. So any habit, whether it's weight loss or professional development or anything, it's consistently slow over time and having confidence that you have a great product, you have a great service, and it will come. But I think it's hard because we're breadwinners and we're instant gratification world. We talked about that for a little while. How do you show with your practice, your marketing, to get the numbers, the analytics, to show midwives that with their marketing money what it's creating in that moment?
Right. So I think that it's important to note that if you have a successful marketing company, you almost automatically see changes on your Facebook page. So while people that I work with are not like, oh, I have a million clients, I'm so busy, they'll email me and they'll say, what did you do today? Like, what what is going on? I haven't seen this many notifications in like 2 years. And it's like, that's the point. You should see, your page should be dynamic. You should be annoyed by Facebook notifications. You should feel like, oh my gosh, I've never seen this much engagement before, or I've never seen this many likes before, or these people took this post and made it viral. And those are important things. And I think that if you focus so solely on phone calls, you are not going to be as successful in your marketing. And that's something that I also am upfront about when I'm working with people. So I'm like, hey, most people that I do typically work with are already very busy and are in several years into their midwifery practice, because not, like you said, not a lot of startups have the money for a marketing budget. So typically the goal that I see is to run social media and get the engagement and have a successful platform. And it is not so much about getting calls, but there is an important portion there where you're like, hey, this is how many calls that I'm tracking you received this month. How did you do on those calls? Like, how many people did you sign? What is it like? Let's see how you did. And that is important to me specifically. And I work with you on this as well, is, hey, here's some feedback on what worked this week. Like, oh, I had a really good week this week. Have you been doing something different? It is incredibly important for me to know that as well, because then I'm like, hey, what I'm doing is working. I am typically always working behind the scenes to just tinker with things to the point where I'm like, oh, okay. So I see where they're going in this Facebook ad funnel. So I'm going to have them watch this video first, and then I'm going to have them go over to this page. And there's this like beautiful, delicate balance, like this dance going on behind the scenes. And the second that it clicks, I typically get an email from somebody saying, hey, what happened this week? What did you do differently? And I'm like, okay, that was the ticket. Okay, so let's see. And it's easy for me to gauge what is most important for your audience. If you tell me, hey, I had a really successful week this week and I am interested to see how that happened. And I'm also an open book about Facebook ads, saying, hey, this is how you're doing on your Facebook ads. How are you doing there? I would love to compare those things. But I also have a client who, her entire goal was to just get more Facebook likes. She's successful. She's busy. She never did anything with social media ever. Never. And she was hitting that wall where it was like people were coming and they were like, is this woman even open? And she was getting so much traction through word of mouth. She was just like, all I need is for you to just run a Facebook page and keep it open and make sure you're posting. And I would love to get more Facebook likes. And I think at that time she had like 310. And now, because of the community, she has over 1300. And it's been less than a year. And it's everybody in her community. And I think it's also important that people hire marketers that they can trust, because I've met on Facebook pages where people are like, yeah, I hired this marketing company and they got me all these likes. Oh girl, they got you all kinds of likes, but they are not from this country. Let me show you where these likes are coming from, because there are insights on Facebook. So I can tell you, hey, I've been working with you for a year. I brought in over 1,000 page likes because I know that was important to you. Let me show you where they are. And they're always local people. Oh, local, very real people. That is very important. You don't want Facebook likes from bots from a different country. That is not what you're looking for either. So I think that there's a lot of different ways to be successful in marketing. I just think that we need to be able to focus on both sides of the brain instead of just one side of the brain.
Well, and the part of branding, I think, I know you and I've talked about it with midwifery business consultation. I want a good foundation for midwives, whether you're well-established or brand new. The power of branding and having someone like you on the team to, doesn't matter your budget, whether it's $50 or $500, but to start something, because you may think, well, I'm going to throw all this random stuff out there. And then on social media, they don't know your brand. They're like, okay, she's talking about breastfeeding, then she's talking about birth, then she's talking about an STD, and they're like, what services does she actually offer? Like, what's going on? Is she talking about this controversial topic? And I think having someone like you on the team, like, I think as midwives, we think our money is so precious and cutting it. You have to think like a business owner. What is this $50 going to get you? How much is a client worth? How much is your time worth? In having an expert that you can sit with at the beginning, tell your vision, part of your business plan, and they can brand to what you want versus you're not the expert. I mean, you have a master's in marketing. I don't have that. And there's a reason you have that. You went to school to learn these things. And so I think it's important, no matter the budget, get someone on your team that's an expert and expand off of it and be able to morph to where you want to be in the end.
And I think this goes back to that Target and Starbucks analogy where it's like, yeah, could you, as a midwife, throw 900 things on Facebook, probably pretty easily, but are they going to be consistent? That is how Target and Starbucks became consistent, is they're running the exact same colors, the exact same logo. Everything is consumed by those things. And not a lot of midwives know much about graphic design or how to create anything or what programs even go to create something. Typically, if I see it, it's something that they made from an app on their phone that is whatever the app made for them is not even something that they customized. And then, so you have 9,000 different things on your Facebook page and you're like, people are like, what is this? And I think that is kind of where you lose the brand quite a bit, because nobody knows when they're scrolling to stop and look at something based on what it looks like, because they know it's coming from you. It's just something that you threw out there because you felt like you needed to throw content out into the world.
Yeah. So. No, I think, yeah, branding is a very, very powerful tool. It comes from your website design, your logo, your social media, your business cards. I mean, they're all so interconnected. So definitely having someone like you on the team from the very beginning, it doesn't matter what level of budget you're in, but it's consistent. And yeah, I mean, like even when you're talking about the apps, like how many hours a midwife would take to make this versus, like, I laughed. I was like, oh, this took me 4 hours. I was so proud. And Casey's like, yeah, I did that in 10 minutes. And then it's like, okay, I just wasted 3 hours of my precious time with my family or with doing what I'm good at. We have to be able to, as business owners, create our mastermind group, know who the experts are and to go to. So yeah, I'm glad that we talked about this more. Anything else with branding you think would be good? I know we were just brainstorming.
I just think it's an interesting like concept to say, oh, Casey can do this in like a few minutes, because that's why midwives don't want to pay people, right? Or it's why most of us don't want to pay somebody, because we're like, oh, that seems so expensive. I had a plumber out to my house because my sewer backed up like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, wow, it costs $9.50 a minute for this man to be in my house. And then I thought immediately, Casey, you do not know how to be a plumber.
Well, even a midwife, like you said, like we catch a baby, and people, like when you get frustrated, like, why should I pay you $2,000? Why should I pay you $3,000? Why should I pay you $4,000? That value and knowledge and skills, maybe we miss the burst. Maybe it's the simple, straightforward, but it's the knowledge, the complications, the skills, the all the stuff in the backdrops people don't see. And so we have to remember when we're hiring these experts, I'm not trying to dismiss you at all to say 10 minutes. You have the knowledge and skills that it took me a fraction of the time. And we need to remember that as midwives, when we're telling someone and we want to give credit of our value we're providing, maybe some clients may say, but what are you doing for that? And you have to promote that and you have to have them understand where that value is.
Right. Because it comes down to, yeah, like you can do this in 10 minutes, or you can deliver a baby. You can catch a baby. I can't catch a baby, but I also, you know, there's the background of like, hey, I went to school to do this, or I've been doing this for 5 years and I've been, and people don't necessarily always understand that value when you're providing a service, and it's your job in your branding to explain why you are different and why it costs money for your service. Because hi, I went to school. I have a full education for this, or I've been training for this for years. I've been catching babies since before you were born. And the value in that, you just can't even put a price tag on some of the stuff that you guys do. And then people have the nerve to say, hey, why do I have to pay you so much money?
And so I think it's good. Like when we talk and we're interviewing different people, whether it's for marketing or any part of our practice, not taking it as a negative when they can do it a fraction of the time you can. That's your skill as being a midwife. You want to leverage the experts, because midwives get burnt out so fast because they just do everything themselves. And you and I talk about that often. And I learned a long time ago, like, Casey, you're the expert in marketing, and I am grateful you're on my team and that you have skills that the stuff you talk about, I'm like, yep, that's Spanish. And I'm glad you know that Spanish.
I think it's also important because, like, wouldn't you rather pay somebody who knows what they're doing to get a ton of stuff done in an hour? So the stuff that would take you 3 hours, wouldn't you rather me take 10 minutes and do that and then continue to do work for you for the rest of the hour than you sit there for 9 hours trying to do a project that I could do in the 1 hour that mm-hmm. I've now billed you for? It's just so important to me that people like look at their time and decide what's most important to them. And I think midwives do get burned out, and I know that marketing could be taken off their plates if they weren't so analytical and also wanting to have their hands on everything, like wanting to
delegating is tough.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to have their hands in everything. And if they could just take a second and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to pull back and I'm going to let this kind of go. And Casey's going to come to me at the end of the month, and she's going to have a whole plan for next month. And all I'm going to have to do is look over the general idea of it and approve it. And then I don't have to think about it until the next month. Think about how much that could take off somebody's plate. I do it every day, and it's always like this sigh of relief for midwives who are like, oh, okay, let's move on to the next thing. Talk to you next month, Casey. So,
yeah, and that would be a topic for a whole nother conversation. But just talking about the difference of self-employed versus business owner. Like, you are the expert. You created this business. You've created this foundation. If you're self-employed, it's going to be dependent on you for everything, and you're only one person. So yes, I think your branding expertise and your skills are very valuable. So how can they get a hold of you, Casey?
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook at Mesmer Marketing, or you can find me at mesmermarketing.com, mesmermarketing.com. Feel free to fill out the contact form, and I will get back to you on whatever you might need.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today, Casey. Have a great day.
Thanks.